Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, the 13th of September, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google agreed to pay a 945 million euro fine to France to settle a four-year-long investigation of whether Google failed to pay dues to the state by not declaring all activities in France. Budget Minister Gérald Darmanin told Le Figaro newspaper the settlement creates a legal precedent and talks are now underway with several other companies over tax obligations. Google's Vice President of News, Richard Gingras, announced that the search giant made a change to its algorithm to give an advantage to original reporting, keeping those articles more highly visible for a longer period of time. Google also updated its search rater guidelines, asking raters to rate original, in-depth, and investigative reporting as very high-quality content, as well as to take the publisher's reputation of original reporting into account, including Journalistic Awards 1. Google Photos launched a new tool that resurfaces old photos and videos based on anniversaries. The feature, called Memories, begins rolling out to users today. Photos will appear at the top of a user's gallery as small circles. As for what surfaces as a memory, algorithms will pick out a selection based on a variety of signals, according to David Lieb, product lead for Google Photos. You can now also share photos as direct messages to friends and order 4x6 photo prints directly from the app and pick them up the same day at CVS or Walmart. The canvas prints will also be available and shipped to your home in three sizes, 8x8, 12x14, and 16x20. Google also began rolling out automatic Android device backup to Google One storage subscribers. This includes text, contacts, and apps, as well as original quality photos, videos, and MMS. All backups are managed through the Google One web console. Vudu, Walmart's video streaming unit, introduced new tools to skip scenes with sex, nudity, or violence to play up its family viewing features. Family Play, which lets viewers automatically skip or mute objectionable content, now offers ratings and reviews from Common Sense Media, along with a kids mode. Family Plays is available on iOS and Android devices, web browsers, recent model LG and Samsung smart TVs, as well as Microsoft's Xbox One, with more Vudu apps to follow. The company also launched a reboot of Mr. Mom as a series, with the first couple episodes now available. Also on September 27th, Vudu will exclusively debut the first three episodes of Nickelodeon's Blue's Clues and You revival ahead of the premiere on Nickelodeon in November. Walmart is also expanding its Delivery Unlimited grocery membership in the U.S., with plans to cover over half the country by the end of 2019. The membership costs $98 a year or $12.95 a month and offers free grocery deliveries to members. Currently, 200 metro areas are included in this initial expansion, with plans to offer deliveries through 1,600 stores by the end of the year. Walmart matches in-store pricing on delivered goods and partners with delivery providers like Skipkart, Postmates, and DoorDash for fulfillment. Apple Arcade is billed as offering 100-plus exclusive games for a monthly subscription. 9to5Mac reports that, by exclusive, Apple means mobile exclusive, and those games cannot be included in another subscription service. Consoles, including the Nintendo Switch, do not fall under mobile, and Apple Arcade games can be multi-platform on those systems. Mozilla announced Firefox Premium Support, a $10 a month subscription that provides enterprise-level support for the browser, including a dedicated enterprise customer portal, private bug submission options with guaranteed response times, proactive notification on critical events, and service-level agreement management tools. The Firefox browser remains free for individuals and enterprises, but relies largely on community-driven support. Researchers at Adaptive Mobile Security published details about an ongoing exploit of a SIM card-based vulnerability they're calling SimJacker. The exploit sends an SMS to a handset that takes advantage of the SIM Alliance Toolbox, or SAT, browser on a SIM card. The SAT browser can trigger proactive commands on a device, but doesn't check the origins of the messages, leaving them open to using the SAT browser library as an execution environment. Location and device information can be sent back to an attacker by SMS and further exploited for fraud, denial of service, malware, or call interception. 30 countries have carriers that use SIM cards with the SAT protocol, but the GSM Association says the vulnerability impacts a small minority of SIM cards. The researchers state that an unnamed surveillance company appears to have exploited this approach for the last 2 years. And finally, Cloudflare priced its share price for its IPO at $15 a share, selling 35 million shares to raise $525 million and value the company at $4.4 billion. In its last private funding round in 2015, Cloudflare had previously been valued at $1.8 billion. Cloudflare's online services, like DDoS protection, are used by about 10% of the Fortune 1000, providing services to over 20 million internet properties, with about 75,000 paying users, according to its recent S1 filing. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.